20 minutes after the top of the
We're joined right now by a real special guest, first time on the radio with us, but someone that's no stranger to America with the television, and she is the former Olympic gymnast, the most successful gymnast in the history of the United States, and Shannon Miller joins us. Shannon, welcome to Kill Me to Friends.
Thank you so much.
Shannon, your message is not, hey, try gymnastics. Your message is, well, the name of the program is Look Good, Feel Good. It's a cancer patient support group. What do you know about cancer firsthand?
Well, unfortunately, I know it all too well. I was diagnosed with a malignant germ cell tumor in January. It's a form of ovarian cancer that tends to strike actually women in their late teens and early 20s, and went through surgery to remove a baseball-sized tumor and then followed that up with 9 weeks of chemotherapy. And I'm very excited to announce today, on Friday, I received my results from my most recent MRI, and I just received a clean bill of health, but it is absolutely a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you get that news, and you're used to overcoming things like crowds and judges and people that want to knock you off the national program and knock you off the gold medal stand. How does this fight compare to your other the sports battle?
Well, it's so different in so many ways because all of those other things you can somewhat control. And cancer, the biggest thing for me and others that I've spoken to is that loss of control, that feeling that you've been betrayed by your own body. And for me, that's what hit the hardest. So being able to take back any control I could in any of the areas, whether it was being proactive and when my hair first started falling out, I shaved my head, or maintaining some type of a fitness regimen, my diet, things like that that I could control were so important because there's so much that you can't.
And the name of the website for people going through this, or have a relative going through this, or a friend, lookgoodfeelbetter.org. They honored you last night, correct? Or tonight?
They did. It was last night. Last night it was a wonderful evening, and I got to be the dream girl. So now my husband has to call me dream girl, I think, for at least
a
few
weeks.
I'm
sure he does already.
But it was a tremendous evening, a great fundraiser for this program. And if someone doesn't know what Look Good, Feel Better is, these are basically free workshops and webinars that offer lessons on wigs, turbans, skin and nail care, cosmetics and accessories, all of those things that you have to deal with during chemotherapy and radiation, surgery, things that deal with a cancer diagnosis that you may not want to ask your doctor about, but this is a safe place where you can learn all of these tricks and techniques to deal with it.
Right, and that's where you can go right now, correct?
Yes, that's right. You can find programs in your area through the website you gave, lookgoodfeelbetter.org, and also watch webinars if you can't get to a program.
Shannon, you were on the same team with Kerry Strug, right?
I was, yes.
Now, does it bother you as you were the leader of that team, the most successful, and everyone talks about her doing the vault with the action being carried off, yet you didn't even have to do the vault to win the gold? Does that ever bother you?
No, you know, we get asked that question quite often, and Kerry was actually just in town. I had almost all of my teammates came to Jacksonville and were with me the day before I went into chemo, and poor Kerry, she gets asked that question all the time as well, but, you know, I think because we were so close as a team, we just really felt like, okay, it's all of us, and really with Kerry's vaults, it was so much more of that amazing storyline, and just brought more attention to the fact that that USA won the gold. So it's all right. we don't mind so much, and we didn't have to go through the pain of a hurt ankle. So
right, does it bother you the way Title IX seems to have gutted gymnastics?
The men's programs have certainly suffered. I believe there are only about 12 or 13 men's programs left, and that's very difficult. You know, certainly I want to be extremely supportive of women in sports and women in general, but it is difficult to see the men's programs disappear because that's really where we get our Olympic men's team, and they have made tremendous strides in the last 8 years, winning medals at the Olympics for Team USA.
Well, just give us an idea, Shannon Miller, of Shannon Miller at 11, 12 years old. What was your average day like?
Well, let's see. At 11, I made my first national team. So I was training 4 or 5 hours a day, 6 days a week after school. I did go to public school. That was very important for my parents. Education always came first. I lived and trained in Oklahoma. I did quite a bit of traveling, and I believe that year was my first international win in Italy. I won an international competition. It was the first thing I ever really won. I was always kind of in the mix. And to be able to stand up on that award podium right. with the American flag being raised and hear our national anthem just sealed the deal, and I knew I had to do this for as long as I possibly could.
Even though it sacrificed the traditional childhood of going to the mall, going to the movies, maybe going to bed at 11 o'clock once in a while, or not practicing after school, hanging out with your friends, even though you lost all that, is that okay?
You know, I feel bad because I really don't feel like I sacrificed all that much. I lived with my family, my brother and sister. I went to the mall on weekends, but I was also extremely shy growing up. So I wasn't the kid that was going to be going to the football games and the dances. It was actually a great excuse for me. I could say, oh, well, I have to go to work out. I have to practice. And and then I didn't have to be in an uncomfortable environment.
And now you're so comfortable talking about something so serious. Shannon Miller, if you want to support anybody in your family that has, unfortunately has to interact and deal with cancer, go to lookgoodfeelgoodfeelbetter.org, correct, Shannon?
Lookgoodfeelbetter.org, that's right.
Right, and of course, any organization that has Jennifer Griffin as a member has got to be quality. So glad you conquered this, and so glad you have the courage enough to talk about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all you're doing.
All right, and Shannon, have a great weekend. All right.
Thank you, you too.